Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 27. Our air date is a patriotic Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. Looking forward to the big holiday tomorrow. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Butterbean.
She's keeping me around, not sure why, but we're happy about it. We've got a very special guest this week. Kevin McLaughlin is joining us all the way from Fort Pierce, Florida. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you here. Kevin is just coming back from a very successful UK tour. You've been a busy man lately. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, yeah, we just got back days. Well, it's been a couple of weeks now. Time flies. But yeah, 10 shows in the UK, and it went great. We had enough space between shows to where we could go out and see the English countryside, and it was primarily a solo tour, just me on acoustic guitar. I had one band show. The London show was with a band. I hired some local musicians who are amazing musicians. I'm hoping to use some of that footage in some way, shape, or form. But yeah, it was great. Every show went well in every way. People came to see the shows, which is important. And the music was well received.
That's, you know, that's the question that I had for you. Is you've got kind of the gritty country working man sound. They enjoyed that.
Yeah, the big thing over there is blues and Americana. And I'm kind of, I got one foot in each one of those things.
What have been your influences? I mean, tell us a little bit about how you got your start and who have been your influences moving forward. What's shaped Kevin McLaughlin?
Well, how I got my start, and I've never shared this really with anyone in a public forum. So you guys are getting an exclusive. When I was probably 3 or 4 years old, I'm not sure how old I was, my dad was a campfire guitarist. And he sat me on the floor and put his guitar on my lap. And I remember that I was only big enough to reach around the top, and I could just barely reach the biggest string. And I plucked that string, and that guitar body vibrated against me, and it was all downhill from there. I was captured.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that is very cool. So you felt the music. You knew you needed to do that.
Yeah, it was like a bell rang, and all of a sudden I was in the zone I belonged in. And it wasn't for years when I could, you know, start actually learning to play guitar for real. And at the beginning of me learning how to do it, when I was learning to play lead guitar, I was learning from the recordings of, you know, John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton, you know, Jimmy Page with Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Beck, you know, with the Yardbirds, and, you know, later on, David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, all English guitar players. And these Englishmen introduced the blues to me and showed me their version of what I had in my own backyard in the South here in the United States. And so that put me on a path to learn. I learned a lot of blues. And so that was part of the reason for doing the UK tour, is to show Britain what I've done with what they gave me when I was a kid.
And kind of paying homage to those who shaped you by being
Precisely.
There. That's awesome. Well, and folks, he's been recognized for this 2023 Treasure Coast Blues Challenge winner. So it's not just us that have recognized the talent and the chops for this, but your peers and your fans have as well.
Yeah, and also I'm lucky enough to have great musicians record and perform with me, which makes a big difference in the overall finished product when you have a song's recording. So that's a big help.
It's fun for us because the number of times that we've watched your videos, and folks get on YouTube and check out Kevin McLaughlin because he's got several out there. Your band is tight. They are tight, and they really seem to be right there with you in the feeling of the music as well.
Yeah, and it amazes me. Oftentimes, they know what I'm about to do right before I do, which is great. And I'm in the process of releasing new live videos. There's a couple, three of them up, and actually, there's one for Beer 30 up that I just put up. Actually, while we were on tour, YouTube. So brand new versions, well, same versions, brand new recordings. And it's not lip sync. We're on stage actually performing. And we recorded those as if it was a whole new album. But it's the same versions that are on the album. No auto-tune, just raw, warts and all, bashing it out on stage. What you see is what you get.
Well, and that's what people appreciate, without question.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect segue, because what I was going to say is the About Time, It's About Time album is a live recording. That is us on stage with just a few little bit of overdubs, primarily the way we sound live. So, yeah, this song is dedicated to anyone who has ever enjoyed a cold beer as a reward for a hard day's work.
Well, we love it, and we're going to continue to enjoy those for a hard day's work. This is his latest release. This is Beer 30 from Kevin McLaughlin.
Did my part and now it's one, crack it open, turn it upside down. But when I have a cold beer, things start to turn around. Got them all nice and we're gonna have a ball. If you come and join in, we'll sit and drink them all. If you come and join in, we'll sit and drink them all. If you come and join in, we'll sit and drink them all.
Yes. That's our favorite time of day, Beer 30, Kevin McLaughlin's latest release. And I'll tell you what, for a working town like Flint, Michigan, which is where we are based, I think that's appropriate and very, very good for our community.
Yeah. I call it the working man's national anthem.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Like I said, that's going to be my Friday at 5 every week from this point forward. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Kevin McLaughlin.
It's the new party of the summer, the Country Roads Music Festival at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan, July 18, 19, and 20. Restless Road, Colt Ford, and Drew Baldridge are your headliners, and they're going to be joined on stage by a host of VCS alums, including Louie Lee, Ryan Jay, Michaela Prue, Gasoline Gypsies, Kay Harper, Blue Sky, and many more. There are a host of ticket packages available. This is going to be the one you want to be at. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get your tickets. We'll see you there July 18, 19, and 20.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Kevin McLaughlin. He's out of Fort Pierce, Florida. He is playing the music that we can all relate to. We just heard Beer 30. Kevin, tell us a little bit about what your writing process is. How are you creating your music?
Well, it varies. It depends on the song. Sometimes a lyric will come to me and I need to put a song to it. Sometimes a chord progression or a riff will come to me and I've got to match it up with some lyrics. Like in some of the songs, like I've written and rewritten, like I've got a song that's slated for the new album that I just trashed all of the lyrics and wrote all new lyrics for it. But one thing that's in common with almost every single song is that it recounts a moment or an experience from my own life. And like we were talking about earlier, everything is just straight up real. I actually had a friend of mine call me and he's like, "Oh yeah, that short video with you on the motorcycle and those twin bartenders. It's amazing what AI can do nowadays." And I'm like, "Wait a minute. There's no AI in that. That's my life. That's
what I'm
doing." I said, "And those are real twins. They're friends of mine."
We're going to come hang out with you, Kevin.
Oh, you got to. Yeah, you got to come down come down for Biketoberfest. I'll be performing at the Cabbage Patch again and also at, where else? At Dale's Ales.
Well, okay. We've got a fun end of October. When is that? When is Biketoberfest?
Oh, it's usually in the middle of October somewhere. Let's see.
We might have to head down a little early by way of Florida on our
and
way
to
Nashville.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
October 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Okay. And where are you going to be performing there just so folks can find you?
At the Cabbage Patch, the world famous Cabbage Patch.
All right.
And also at Dale's Ales.
Okay, so we've got those nailed down right now. Folks, write those down on your calendar. But back to the writing process. So some of these come for you right away. Some of them, it might be a little bit, it percolates a little bit, but everything, just like your music, is real.
Yeah, straight up. It's my goal is to craftily describe a moment.
Well, you're certainly accomplishing it, and when we hear something like we just did with Beer 30, certainly that's relatable to so many. Tell us about I Found You.
I Found You is, I did a show with a band, and I've lived in this area for most of my life, so I know a ton of musicians, and some of my best friends in this area and the band are in a band called And why does every time I take a breath to say the name of their band?
We know how that goes. That comes with the gray hair, Kevin. I've got the same thing, same issue.
So they performed on the stage before my band, and I had forgotten how great they were. It had been years since I'd seen them. And they have a certain kind of groove that nobody else can do. And that song, I Found You, is about me finding that groove again. That show was on a Saturday night, and I woke up Sunday morning and I wrote I Found You all in one sitting.
All right. Just kind of taking you back to your roots, taking you back to what feels good for you.
Correct.
All right.
And hey, this is a great song. Oh, my gosh.
We have fallen in love with this one as well.
Here's some insider information on this song.
You bet.
The drum beat, which you hear first in the song, the guys in my band, they don't really remember the titles. They remember like a little catchphrase. And this is known as the James Brown song because that drum beat is a James Brown style drum beat.
All right.
So
there's a little bit of the background and the influence. This one's called I Found You. It's from Kevin McLaughlin.
Jump back. Kill myself.
So pretty. Yes, I Found You from Kevin McLaughlin. The mojo to my music. That's what you found. I like that so much.
Oh, thanks, man. And you can hear there's a rhythm guitar and a guitar solo at the same time. So for that song, we recorded it live with no guitar solo. And then I came home and then did that guitar solo just in one take.
All right. All right. So again, live.
Correct.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love that about your music.
I'm a big, big fan. Again, I've said it before. I'm going to say it again.
Well, I've got to say this, you guys. Part of the goal of this whole thing of creating and performing music is to reach people and make a difference for them. And it seems like I've reached you, especially you, Quarter Peep. And to see you guys bopping along and enjoying the music is indescribably good.
Well, we've long said that we've got the best seat here because we get to meet folks like you, Kevin. And it's enjoyable to meet folks that aren't commercialized, that aren't being run by somebody on the 47th floor of the tower, that are doing it for real. And it's great to talk to you that all of this is, it's live, it's real, it's the first take. It's
the raw music. And speaking of that, the upcoming events, the next album is currently under construction. I got about half of it done before the tour. And there's a song on there called Let Me In. And it's exactly about that, about how I am not being supported by nepotism or, insider manipulation of, record company stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm just out here bashing it out on my own with no corporate support. And
you
got
to keep us updated as that's ready to be released. We're going to have to help you with that one.
It's called Let Me In.
All right.
Let Me In. Okay. Got it.
All righty. Hey, we're going to take a quick little break here. We will be right back with Kevin McLaughlin.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Kevin McLaughlin. He's from Fort Pierce, Florida. He is real, folks, as real as it gets. We're having a great conversation with him tonight. We were just talking a little bit about the fact that there's no real corporate influence. This is your experiences, your songs. Everything is live. It's one take. When folks want to come see you, where can they find you, Kevin? Where can they find out how to get to one of your shows?
Well, I keep my schedule on my website, of course. And when you go to KevinMcLaughlinBand.com, the first thing you'll see is my schedule.
All righty. All right. And you got a busy weekend coming up. We're coming out here on the 3rd of July. You got shows tomorrow and Saturday. And more coming up.
Yeah. So the 4th of July is going to be a lot of fun because I've got a show at one of my favorite venues, Earl's in Sebastian. And then after that, I'm going to pack up real quick and rush home because there will already be a huge party in full swing at my house when I get home, because where I live is about a quarter of a mile away from where they shoot the fireworks off in my area.
All right.
We just sit on the back porch and look up, and there they are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The 4th of July is a blast at my house.
That is fantastic. That's what we all love. We're big patriots here. Quarter Peep is a Marine, and we love we love the 4th. We're very supportive of our military and our veterans here. So yes, the last one. Oh, go ahead.
Thank you for you and all veterans of every foreign, domestic and foreign war, and even peacetime. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's you don't like when you go in, you don't think about those things. You only think about, okay, I'm going in there to, because I want to be part of something bigger than myself. That was the main purpose. And then when you get out, it's like you don't even realize the impact that you've had on someone's life. That's not even something you think about. So thank you. And of course, thank you to all the veterans that are watching too. I appreciate you, those who, like you said, have been part of a war and not part of a war, but it doesn't matter. You all played a role into why we're here today.
You bet. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to be celebrating this weekend, along with Kevin. And the last one that we've got queued up for you, sir, is Day by Day. We love this song as well. Another one of your fantastic works. Tell us a little bit about Day by Day.
Well, this is the song that I close every show with. It's everyone's favorite song of mine. And the story behind this song is that I was in a relationship, and the person I was in the relationship with was the best from up until that point in my life. She was far and above better for me than anyone else I had ever been involved with. And I desperately wanted to be madly in love with her, and it wasn't coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to make room in her life for someone who would feel that way for her, because that's what she deserved. And it was a very difficult decision to make, but I made it, and that's what this is about.
All right. That's a tough story to take, but very well told. Let's listen to Day by Day from Kevin McLaughlin.
Gonna have to take it day by day.
All right. Day by Day from Kevin McLaughlin. I appreciate that song. I have got the windows down in the car heading down 75. As soon as I get out of Georgia and into Florida, that's going to be cranked as well. So
awesome.
So quick question. Does this woman know you wrote this song about her?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, we may have to break it at some point here. Kevin, one more time, where do fans find you?
Well, there's a number of ways to find me. If you're on social media, just type in the search bar, hashtag Kevin M, and you'll find me on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also just go to KevinMcLaughlinBand.com, and that's where you'll see all things Kevin McLaughlin. I've got some deals on some leftover UK tour merch if you want.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So I got to get that posted up there. But yeah, those new videos I talked about, you can reach them there. All things Kevin McLaughlin are on the website. And then while you're there, you can sign on to the mailing list. I send out a once a month email newsletter to keep everybody informed as to what's going on in McLaughlin world.
Well, count on us to be the next ones that sign up. And We've got some relatives a little north of you, and we make some visits down to the Sunshine State. We are definitely going to look you up with next time we are down there.
Yeah,
visiting.
Do it.
Yeah,
and I'll show you around Florida.
We'd love it. We would love it. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You guys have made my day. To see you enjoying the music is what I'm here for. So thank you so much.
We appreciate you putting it out there for us.
All right.
Hey, Quarter Peep, who we got coming up next?
Yes. We have Johnny Guest. Ooh.
Oh, looking forward to that, too. That's going to be a lot of fun. As a wrap on tonight's show, we want to thank one more time Kevin McLaughlin for joining us. Thank you so much, sir.
No, thank you. This has been wonderful.
Alrighty, for all of you out there in podcast land, you know where to find us, VehicleCitySound.com, if you want to know what we're up to. If you know more folks like Kevin that you want us to be talking to, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. We appreciate all the support you've been giving us. Subscribe to us on YouTube. That's building up, too. You're going to see this show out here shortly. And hey, folks, be good.
Happy 4th of July.
Yay!